You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show. My name is Cora Zahn, and in the studio, well, actually, not in the studio, via a remote internet connection, I have Andrew Chu, who is the gallery director at Yarra Gallery in Healesville. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Cora.
Here we are, looking via the internet. Being put to air by Greg, who is in the studio. Thank you, Greg. Tell us about what's happening with Yarra at the moment.
Well, I guess, you know, we were halfway through a show when all this stuff hit, and so it's been a bit of a steep learning curve for us in terms of trying to get everything digitized and have a lot of digital content for our members, audience, and patrons. So we've been working pretty tirelessly over the last couple of weeks to try and get a whole bunch of content up to represent what Yarra is all about, to get our exhibitions digitized and to the public. So we launched studio sessions 2 weeks ago now, and every Tuesday we're putting up new content so that we can bring a bit of creativity, a bit of the arts to people's homes. So,
fantastic. So what sort of things have you got up online?
We've got a range of different stuff. And I guess, you know, taking ethos from what we do at the gallery, we're able to change the demographic that come through the gallery and attract to the gallery through the type of exhibitions that we do. And we're doing the same through the content that we're putting up. So, for instance, the first week we launched, we had Tim Peel. We did a studio visit where he took photos of his studio and recorded some audio, and I put together a studio visit with that. We did a member profile. We had an artist who came out last year. His name was Scotty Neo. He was part of our Yarra Talk Shops. So we did a little snapshot video of him and his design process and what he goes through when designing something. We had a children's book illustrator read a storybook. So we're kind of covering a huge demographic and trying to have content on there for everybody. That was the main goal. And, you know, we launched the content for this week. And again, there was kids' workshops, there was a kids' video, there was a member profile, and so we're always trying to have something different on there, a point of difference, but also a local flavour as well. So
is this available for anybody to just log into? Is it free for everybody to come and have a look?
Yeah, it's free for everybody. So if it's just on our website under studio sessions, and everybody can access the content that we're putting on. So
what is the address?
It's yarra.org.au/studio sessions with an S. Yeah. So it's been interesting. And, it's been really exciting as well from our point of view and from me as a job. You know, you go through the process of setting an exhibition up, having it open, pulling it down. And so this was something new and exciting.
Andrew, tell us a bit about what you're doing online with Yarra, and how did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, we're trying to get content up weekly at the moment. But I think more importantly, you know, we had this exhibition that was currently running, and we were off to a really good start. We were selling lots of work. Our numbers were high, visitor numbers. So, you know, we needed to think of a way to get this exhibition up online. So we created a shop, and basically, you know, we digitized all the artwork before we had to shut down. We got it all up online to see if we could continue to show people the work and have the opportunity to possibly sell work. I guess it was about trying to bring some normality to life and bring the exhibition to people. You know, people, it's nice to help break up the day, and creativity and looking at art is one good way of doing it. I don't know. I guess we, this all kind of hit really quickly. Kate, the CEO, and myself just thought, you know, what are we going to do? And I guess we got on the front foot very early on, and it's pretty impressive for a non-for-profit regional gallery. You know, without huge infrastructure in terms of staff to get this kind of content accessible and available really early on. I'm quite proud of that we've been able to do this, you know. So it's been an interesting learning curve, and I'm really optimistic in terms of our visitor numbers through the website have increased quite a lot.
Wow.
People are engaging with it. So, you know, it's been really good so far. I guess the hard thing is to continue to bring quality content. And I think that's, you know, we had a really, our principle at the gallery was to bring high quality exhibitions. And I guess we're continuing that with the content that we're bringing on through our website and studio sessions, is that it's really accessible, but it's still high quality content that we're bringing to people. So
one of the things that you noticed after doing this for Yava was that other galleries are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was on a conference call with the Sydney Biennale, and I guess they're doing the same similar things, you know, digitizing, interviewing artists, bringing the artist content to people. And like I said, I'm really proud of what we've accomplished in terms of a small regional gallery, you know, non-for-profit. We're doing the same things that, you know, the big institutions are doing. We're just doing it obviously on a smaller scale because our reach and isn't as big, but I think we're tapping into what we've been building for the last year. And that was an important part of our decision-making, was that we had such huge momentum over the last year by bringing huge exhibitions to the area, showcasing all our members. And so we didn't want the momentum to just, you know, die and slow down. So half of a lot of the reason why we wanted to bring this digital content was because we had been on such a roll in terms of the content and the quality of exhibitions and the number of people coming through. You know, we had Sean Tan and David Miller towards the end of last year into this year, and we had over 3,000 people come through the gallery. So, you know, we wanted to still be relevant and still bring creative content to people. So, yeah.
Yeah. In a way, this is something that could continue after everything opens up again, I imagine.
I think it definitely will. You know, I mean, in hindsight, it would have been great if we were doing this stuff earlier on. But we just don't have the infrastructure. And now that, you know, we're not manning the gallery, we don't have to do installs, some of this time can be allocated to doing this. But I think now that we have seen what we've been able to do, there's no reason why we can't stop it. So.
Fantastic. Andrew, tell us about the exhibition that's showing online at Yava at the moment.
Yeah, so that's called Outsiders. It's with two local-based artists, Carol Shirley and N.W. Wenhunda. And it was, I mean, Carol's a prolific artist, you know, spanning a career of 40 years, finalist in the Portuguese. So, you know, for her, she's been living in the Yarra Valley for a while now, and she's a member of Yarra Valley Arts. And we wanted to showcase her work, but we also wanted to kind of tap into a different audience that we don't normally see coming through Yarra. And to be honest, that's a younger audience. And so we got Nick involved, and, you know, if you were to look at them, they're on polar positions in terms of their artistic career. Nick's starting out and, you know, Carol's quite prolific, been around for a long time. But it was a really nice juxtaposition to put them together. It was about kind of showcasing both their works and on all their merits. And I think it was a really good opportunity for Nick to exhibit within professional gallery space with Carol. You know, both kind of do similar works in terms of in their tone. And so, you know, abstract, figurative kind of work. And it was a really nice exhibition to have. We had an amazing opening, you know, 3 weeks ago where we saw a lot of new people, a lot of new faces through the gallery. And that's exciting for me to see. But, you know, now we've got it all up online so people can still view the work. And I know you guys have done interviews with both of them, that I'll get links to those podcasts up online today so that people can hear their interpretation and their of why they wanted to exhibit and their work. And so, it's been difficult. Like, you know, I feel really bad for them that this has all happened and we had to shut the gallery halfway through their exhibition, because, like I said, it was doing really well. Works were selling, numbers through the door were really high, and it's just disappointing that, you know, people aren't able to come into the gallery and see their work. But now that we do have it up online, people can still see it. So,
It was a fabulous opening and fantastic exhibition. Yes, and you can listen to a couple of podcasts from both artists on Yarra Valley FM. I think it's a very clever idea in terms of reaching different parts of the community, teaming those two people up, those two artists. Their work complements each other very well, and it does attract a different group of people. It's fantastic exhibition. And I can't believe it was 3 weeks ago. It feels like so much has changed in 3 weeks.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I've got three kids at home at the moment, so it feels like 6 months. So, But I mean, you know, hopefully this kind of stuff, I don't know if it's going to feel normal, but at least we're bringing some normality to life where people can still want to go out and see an exhibition, see some work. And I don't know, it's nice to still have that in your day-to-day life, or the opportunity to do it. So
you said originally the exhibition was going to be ending soon, but you've extended it. What does it mean that you're extending an exhibition online? Will you take that exhibition down or then replace it with another?
We're still not 100% sure. I mean, we're just extending it online so that, I don't know, people still have the opportunity to view it. But in the real world, I guess, you know, I'm not even sure if I'll take the exhibition down or not. The next exhibition that we're still going to run is The Study of Eyes, and that'll just be purely digital. I don't even think I'm going to go and hang it. But we're just going to digitize all the work, and we're going to have it all available for people to view. That's, I don't know, like I said, it's still a learning curve for us in infrastructure and what we're going to be doing. You know, we're figuring it out as we go along. We know from the minute now that we're going to be digitizing all the work that people are sending in, and it's all going to be made available, whether you do a virtual gallery tour or it's just access through the shop. We're still trying to figure out all that. We've been playing with the idea of designing our existing gallery in Healesville, and so you could basically enter it and you can see all the artworks on the wall. So so it's all technology based.
I've actually seen programs online where someone showed me this. They had their painting, they digitized their painting, and there was a background that they placed their painting on, like it was a room photograph, and they were able to place it up there. Is that the kind of thing you mean? Like use the background of the gallery?
Yeah, correct. So I did a mock-up a couple of weeks ago, and you basically entered what would look like Java, and you could walk around the whole room. If you like an image, you can click on it. It zooms up, so it gives you all the information, medium, price, size, date, title. So it was just, you know, obviously we don't want to release it until we get it perfect, or, you know, so that it's really accessible for everybody. You know, he doesn't need a specific platform or an app. So, I mean, you know, like everyone, we're all kind of learning.
It is a steep learning curve. I was just thinking about an exhibition opening. You know, I've heard about Zoom parties. Perhaps you could have an exhibition opening via a platform.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the moment we have weekly morning tea on Tuesdays, I think it is, at 11. And so all our members jump up online and they talk about what they're making, what they're doing, you know, people in the garden. And so, yeah, I don't see why we can't have a opening. Everyone,
it'd be fun.
Everyone have a glass of wine or some cheese.
Okay, so when's an opening of the next exhibition?
That's going to open. That's a good question. I think it's opening. Let me just get my calendar. It's on the 30th of April. So this one finishes on the 26th. I'm hoping to digitize everything and have everything open on 30th of April. And that's the study of eyes. So it was an opportunity for all our members. And for this exhibition, we opened it up to all our members. So with Java and Yarra Valley Arts, we have two categories of members. And one's a member, creative member, member plus. And one's just a patron. So you come to all the openings, but we've opened this up to everybody, all members of Yarra Valley Arts, to, you know, to give them something to do. So it's the study of eyes, and it looks at, you know, eyes are the gateway into people's souls, and you know, they can tell everything about somebody. So eyes can be done in a million different ways, and so we're looking at that concept, the study of eyes. So they can be animal eyes, human eyes, and yeah, we're opening this up to all our members, and so it's exciting. We've got a lot of people who are really excited and sending in their artworks already, so we'll open that on the 30th of April.
So can it be photography as well as painting, drawing?
Any medium. Any medium. The only thing we did put on was a size restriction of A3, so it needs to be A3. But anything you want to do, you know, we had someone doing a paper sculpture of an eye. So, yeah,
just another. And can new people join up now and get involved?
Yeah, definitely. So just go to our website and join up to be a Yarra Valley Arts member. And anyone who's a member can participate and exhibit their work. So, and that's the great thing, you know, we're still having people write to us and say, oh, we want to join. And during this time, I think it's really good because I think people, you know, are going to art and creativity as another outlet and release. So,
absolutely. Could you tell us about the morning tea Zoom sessions? This is available for anybody to join in.
Yeah, well, you know, Yarra Gallery and Arts Hub is, you know, it became a bit of a meeting place for a lot of people. We've got a beautiful balcony that looks over the main strip of Hillsville. So people would come up and have their lunch there or have tea, and so we've just basically done the same thing. But we have a weekly morning tea, and everyone comes together, and there's a lot of artists there, and they're talking about what they're doing, how they're keeping busy, whether it's in the garden or making art or it's just a nice way to keep in contact with everyone. And it's been nice to see everyone's faces. And, yeah, I mean, the gallery still serves that purpose of, you know, creating a hub and a meeting spot for people to come and hang out around. It doesn't always necessarily need to be about art too, and it's just nice to catch up with people. So
it's also a good opportunity to do some planning for the members.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, things don't stop, and we're still thinking about what's happening for the rest of the year and seeing what artists and especially our members want to see in the gallery, and they want to know what we're doing in terms of like all this digital content that we're putting out. So it's nice to still have a communication line with them directly. You know, they can ask the question and we can answer, and we can plan together and talk about the future and what we've got planned for Yava and what they've got planned for themselves individually. So, and it's good. I think with Yava, it wasn't it's never like a hierarchy of decision making where one person's pushing down ideas. It's the epitome of a community exercise where everyone's ideas matter and we all come together and we listen to them. So
that is one of the strong points of Yava, I agree. I think everyone has an opportunity to add ideas and they'll be considered and acted upon. Yeah. One of the things that's so good about doing this morning tea is that you can actually have other community members come along and listen in, jump online and listen to what's happening, so you can be a part of it.
Yeah,
even if you're not a member at the moment, see what's happening in the arts hub in Hillsville.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great initiative. Kate Baker, the CEO, was one who initiated it, and it was just a really good way of staying in contact with everyone, seeing everyone's face and seeing their studios and where they live and what they're doing. And yeah, it's nice to have that personal communication with people still.
And what I like too is that you're actually inviting anybody to be a part of it, to come on. And even if people feel a bit shy, they don't have to put the video on. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Listen to the other artists. They can just come and pop in and just see what's happening, because it's a community that's very open and transparent, wants to share.
Exactly. That's 100% right, Cora. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're all in this together, really. So, you know, we're putting out a whole bunch of different exercises. So maybe people can get inspired to do something. Maybe, you know, someone's been thinking about doing art for a long time. Maybe they dabble. You know, it's an opportunity to kind of, now is an opportunity to kind of really embrace that. And, you know, we've got a lot of time at home. You know, I've been trying to learn the guitar unsuccessfully. But, you know, it's an opportunity for people who did dabble in art and now really want to kind of get involved. Come and talk to us at Yava and jump on a Zoom meeting on Tuesdays and come and have a chat.
So it's on at 11 till 12 o'clock for an hour, and you've got plenty of space to open up. People to feel free to just come on, have a look. If you feel a bit shy, you don't have to put your video on. You can just pop on and have a listen, see what's happening in our community, the artists, and get some ideas. Don't feel shy. Just come on. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yep. Perfect, Laura.
And you can get some ideas. And I love the way you're saying that this could be an opportunity for you to begin to really step into art in a way that you perhaps may have wanted to in the past, but just haven't had the courage to do so. So this is a very big welcome. Come in and have a go and have a look.
Yeah, I hope it might bring a lot of young budding artists out of the woodwork.
Yes.
Cora, is that you?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. Well, there's another project that we'll be talking about later on, Zanzibar, which is another council funded event experience. We'll talk about that later. Which it'd be great to get more members of the community, people who are not actually You do not consider themselves to be artists involved as well.
Yeah, 100%. And that's great. You know, that's one thing that, I mean, we just talked about it today, that was scheduled on to be at the gallery this year, and it's nice to see the council still backing behind it and want it to proceed, whether it's digital or not, you know. So, you know, I think the fact that we've booked all these exhibitions on, we're going to just still go ahead as schedule. Some of them might need to change slightly because they needed you actually to be in the gallery because they were immersive experiences. But, you know, we're adaptive and we can change the programming really easily. So, you know, we'll still be bringing like exhibitions like the one that you were going to be putting on, the Zinzi Bar, to the people. And it's good that we're still able to do that.
Yes, well, I got an email today from the council approving an online exhibition for Zinzi Bar. So we'll be putting a call out to anybody in the community who feels like, we'll talk about it more in another session, but making a zine and being involved in an online exhibition at Yava.
Yep.
Great. Fantastic. Andrew, we've been talking about all the exciting things that are happening at Yava online. Tell us again, go through all the different things, please.
We've just launched studio sessions a couple of weeks ago, which brings a lot of content like studio visits and questionnaires with artists and workshops and activities directly to people at home. And we've also got a Tuesday morning tea, which is a virtual morning tea on our balcony at Yava, for everyone to jump online and talk and catch up and see everyone's faces and still feel inspired by what other people are doing and making and creating. And we'll be having our next exhibition launch on the 30th of April, which is a new exhibition open to all our members, the Yarra Valley Artist members. And it's The Study of Eyes. And yeah, I hope people will still feel engaged to come and have a look at some artwork and to create work. And if it's now you've got some downtime and you're a budding artist or creative, come and join us at Yava and see what everyone else is doing. You know, we've got over 90 creative members and many other over 150 members of Yava. And so there's a really strong welcoming community of artists and creatives. And not only that, just, you know, everybody in the community has used Yava as a bit of a meeting hub and hub for just hanging out and, yeah, feeling connected to one another and the world. So, yeah.
It's fantastic how you're doing it, continuing the same ethos of connecting the community through the arts, with the arts, but this time online. And I think it's wonderful that you guys are doing that and that you're opening it up to a wider audience. People can feel free to pop in. Could you give us a website?
Yeah, it's Yava, yava.org.au, and all the information is on there, studio sessions. There's a link to, you know, what's on to the Zoom meetup, exhibitions and membership opportunities there where you can join as a creative member or just as a member. So, yeah, hope to see everyone online or at least, you know, engage with the content that we're putting out there. So,
And this will continue the relationships that you're building, and it'll be fantastic. So, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on Art Journal today.
Thank you, Cora. Good to see that you're still getting your show out there. It serves a lot for the community, and it's great to see that you're still running with Art Journal too.
Thank you, Andrew.